My name is Paisalo Biku. I ordained here in 2012, and I first came here as a guest in 2009 while I was living in Berkeley, and I would go to the first Tuesday at the Berkeley Buddhist Monastery when Ajahn Pasano or Ajahn Amaro would come and give a Dhamma talk. And then I came here as a guest in 2009, stayed for a week, had a good experience. And then I came back the following summer for like 6 weeks, got time off work, and I stayed in the upper yurt. And Ajahn Amaro was still here, Ajahn Pasano, of course. And I liked it so much, I asked if I could come back the following year and stay for good. And at that time, there wasn't room on the property. There were so many people that wanted to be anagarikas and not enough huts. So I was planning on staying across the street. But then, as things do, a few people left, space opened up, and so I was able to come the following June in 2010, and then became an anagarika that August. And then I think all in all, I was here for about 9 years. And it's interesting, the first time I've been back in about 5 years, I left in 2021, and I live now in a temple, New Hampshire, Ajahn Jayanto and Ajahn Anando's monastery out there. And I came back last year and was just blown away. It's so funny. You live somewhere for so long, and yet driving up and walking in, just seeing, it's pretty breathtaking, actually. It's a very beautiful monastery. And it's so strange to be struck by that every time I come back. And this time, myself and Ajahn Chaga, Ajahn Kovalo, Ajahn Pavaro are staying across the street in the Santi Vihara. And in all that time of living here, I never really got that view from across the street. And it's totally different, as you can imagine. It's really a special place. I suppose all of you know that already.